It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. According to the latest data, close to 32,000 asylum seekers live in New York City shelters. Vaccine clinics for migrants have given out thousands of shots, but the company that runs the clinics, called Affiliated Physicians, got off to a rather rocky start this year. WNYC data reporter Jacqueline Jeffrey Walensky joins us to talk about this. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with this company, Affiliated Physicians. What is it and what type of work does it typically conduct with the city?
Sure. So Affiliated Physicians is an executive medicine company, and that means that pre-pandemic, they mostly did like flu shot clinics and things for businesses. But they were heavily involved in the COVID and Mpox vaccine rollouts, so they've gotten hundreds of millions of dollars in city contracts since 2021. And they actually took over the asylum seeker vaccine clinics from another company called DocGo earlier this year. But the issue is that vaccinating asylum seekers is a lot trickier than COVID or Mpox. You have to parse international vaccine records, and there are different formulations and lots of complicated rules about which shots to give. It's a pretty niche type of knowledge.
So Jacqueline, tell us, what went wrong?
Yeah, so the guidance and training that AP gave, according to folks I spoke with and documents I reviewed, just weren't enough. So the workers said that a lot of the nurses that were brought on, you know, hadn't had a lot of experience with vaccination based on their previous specialties. And their pre-shift training was just like a short Zoom that didn't go into a lot of detail about those rules for who should get which vaccines. There were also some issues with the guidance that AP shared with nurses at the clinics. Some of the age ranges weren't quite right, and so kids might miss out on vaccines. But this was corrected.
Is this an ongoing problem? What's the company or what are city officials saying in response?
So as for the company, they kind of just bounced us to New York City Health and Hospitals, which is kind of run point on the asylum seeker response. They didn't comment on any of our specific findings. What they did emphasize was that they've given out thousands of vaccines. They've helped other medical needs get met for asylum seekers, and they've gotten about 8,000 people signed up for health insurance. We also found that Affiliated Physicians got a lot better over time. So like they fixed the cheat sheet and they sent multiple emails a week kind of updating procedures and telling staff to go slow and avoid mistakes. And they made updates to their record keeping. And it's worth noting that asylum seekers themselves say they're really grateful for the care that they got, and they had an easy time communicating through interpreters.
So kind of learning as they go along here. And this company is just one aspect of the city's efforts to vaccinate asylum seekers. How's that going overall?
Yeah, it's been a big project. The city said they've given out about 15,000 vaccines so far, and 9,000 of those have gone to children. Most of those have been through clinics of this type. And the vaccines are especially important for kids because they need certain shots on a certain timeline if they want to be able to go to school and stay in school. And it's also important because if the vaccination rates are low enough, folks are at risk for vaccine-preventable diseases like chickenpox. We saw evidence of chickenpox outbreaks at one shelter, and that can be especially dangerous for pregnant people. And the city also is asking for help from the state and federal governments to sort of keep it going. They want the federal government to give out more shots at the border, and they want the state to allow more types of healthcare workers to give vaccines.
As asylum seekers keep arriving in the city, and we know that they are, what are some of the other health care needs that they have?
Yeah, well, you know, every person is different, and it also depends where folks are coming from. But just speaking in general, you know, some might not have had consistent access to their doctors or medications, and so they just need to catch up on like basic primary care, like annual doctor's visits and diabetes management, and of course, vaccines. And undernutrition is also a problem, especially for children. If you don't have enough to eat, it can cause muscle wasting, and it can also weaken your immune system, which makes you more vulnerable to vaccine-preventable diseases. And then there's like the physical and mental toll of migration itself. You know, it's a traumatizing transition, so there's a need for mental health care too. The city expects it'll cost about 15... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wanted to comment briefly on costs. The city's independent budget office expects that it'll cost the city about $1,500 per person per year, but that doesn't include that sort of more advanced care that might be needed. And so the city is calling for more funding for community health centers, which are a lifeline for asylum seekers, and they say could run out of money as early as this fall.
Jacqueline Jeffrey Walensky is a data reporter for WNYC's Health and Science Desk. Jacqueline, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.